Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah, the first match on Rod Laver Arena today from midday. Daylight saving time will be the mixed doubles final of Mirza and Bapana from India against Stefani and Matos from Brazil. So that's from midday. So Julian King, thanks to Bing Lee, will give you updates through that. Then from 2:30, our coverage switches over to full Australian Open radio. So Khachanov and Tsitsipas, the first men's singles semi-final, as I told you, and Djokovic versus Paul. So keep it on SEN all day, no matter where you are, what you're doing, and you will keep updated with scores throughout Julian King's program and then full coverage, headed up, of course, by Brett Phillips down there at Melbourne Park. Looking forward to this one, our chat with Jack Robinson. So the World Surf League about to swing back into action for 2023. They're over there at Pipeline off the back of an enormous opening year on the Pro Tour, the biggest stage against the biggest names, and right now at a place that quite often throws up the biggest waves. He's over there in Hawaii, and I'm pleased to say he joins us right here on The Morning Show. Good morning, Jack. So set the scene for us, mate. Where are you? What's it like?
Oh, I'm on the North Shore of Oahu right now. The waves are big. It's really windy, and we're having a day off until it gets better. So, yeah, we're just waiting. It's probably a couple of lay days.
Living the dream. So you got a window coming up to start, obviously, at Pipeline. I want to dig into that. But how do you prepare, right? So the clock's ticking on the first event of the season. What is the preparation? You got a lay day, obviously. You want to get out there. But what's the next 24, 48 hours look like for you?
It's pretty, like, I feel like the work is done before, like, the months leading up to it. So yeah, now it's just about rest and just kind of waiting for our moment, waiting for the moment the contest runs, and being ready to go.
Is it for you the bigger the better out there at Pipe, or is it the quality of the wave that you're looking for?
I think it's just the quality, and like it makes it better for everybody watching and everybody a part of the event. Like when Pipe's doing its thing, it's just kind of nothing like it. So yeah, I hope we get some of that, which would be cool. Get some waves that are insane and be a good show.
Hey, Jack, take us inside a Pipe wave. I mean, this is where you sort of, you know, coming from Margaret River, and you were known as a young kid as one of the best tube riders in the world. And here you are on the biggest stage with the experience that you've got. So take us into the deepest, heaviest, darkest kind of wave that you're going to face in this tournament and give us the experience from inside.
Yeah, well, it's really unpredictable wave, but when you do get a good one out there, it's usually comes in as a big A-frame peak, so you either get a right or a left. But the big lefts, I feel like, are the craziest, because when you take off and they double up so much, the barrel actually backspin. It'll like almost like it'll vaporize your eyes, and then if you get through that part, then you end up getting spat out of the barrel. Like it blows out, you know, so much spit. It's just like a fire hose. Like it's such an incredible short experience, but there's just nothing else like it. It's really, you feel the power of that wave, and you're just trying to hold on for the ride, I guess.
Which is cool, right? Because we were talking yesterday about the fear factor. I mean, that's your world, right? That's your job, and that's what you love. Uh-huh. But is there any fear factor involved in any of those, especially when they're kicking up on you?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Pipeline and like Chohu, all the waves of consequence all year, there's so much fear, but then you get an overload of adrenaline, and maybe you almost become a bit numb to it sometimes because you've just had so much adrenaline. So I'm like, it's good to feel the fear as well, because then that makes you respect the wave.
Last year, how much do you take out of last year? It was a crazy year for you in terms of results. You got the two wins, Margaret River and, of course, G-Land as well. And I look across your results, Jack, and only two of the events across 2022, you finished outside the top 10. So consistency is one thing, but getting those results along the way must make you feel really strong heading into this season.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good year to build on. And yeah, just a lot of good work happened. I feel like we're improving a lot. And yeah, just looking forward to improving a lot this year and yeah, really getting after it. So no, it's a good, definitely, I feel like it's a good foundation to build on.
Who do you hang out with? Who are the other Aussies in particular on tour that you spend the most time with?
Everyone's kind of on their own program. I feel like a couple of us cruise together, like Connor O'Leary, he's super cool. But then I travel with my crew is Yago Dora, his dad, Manny Bemrose, he's from Oz, he's a Volcom guy. And then my wife, Julia, but also Griffin Colapinto, he's a really good guy. He's from California. So it's kind of like a bit of a global kind of family. Like everyone's hanging with each other, which is cool.
And you're sitting there looking out over the North Shore there. You are in front of some of the best waves in the world, but you come from one of the best places in the world when it comes to surfing and here in Australia in Margaret River. What is your best wave and what's your most favourite wave?
Oh, I think from where I'm from, Margaret River, I think North Point's one of my most favourite waves. I mean, there's a lot of, like, Western Australia is incredible. There's so many good waves over there, but yeah, Hawaii's special. Like, it's every time you come here, it's, even though it's the same place, there's, it just feels like the energy, like it's renewed every time you come back after 8 months. It has a special aura to it. It's just the islands in general, it's nice to come back here.
And let me just finally ask you about Kelly Slater. Like, we know his incredible record and we know how long, but we were digging around some numbers yesterday. His incredible record at Pipeline, he's been surfing there competitively, Jack, from longer than you've been on this planet. Does that blow you away?
I know. That's so cool, isn't it? Yeah, I guess I'll be doing it at his age too.
Yes.
Oh, which is cool. No, he's super inspirational. That's I like surfing with him, and it's really cool that he's still on tour and we get to go against him. So looking forward to that.
Good on you, mate. Hey, great to catch up. Enjoy the season ahead, and especially this week ahead, because it's really special. Thanks for your time today.
Perfect. Thank you so much.